I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 3rd. The Quincy City Council wants to decide whether or not to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations before voting on next year's fiscal budget. Officials last night postponed the first round of budget hearings after councilors Ian Kane and Ann Mahoney said it would be a waste of time and energy to review proposed budgets that may change if the pension bond proposal is denied. Mayor Thomas Koch has formulated the $346.6 million budget for the next fiscal year, assuming that the pension bond proposal would pass. Koch has said he would propose a new budget if the pension bond proposal fails. Councilors said they want to determine the fate of the pension bond proposal first and then vote on the budget that would result from that vote. Finance Committee Chairman Dave McCarthy said he would try to schedule a meeting on the pension bond proposal soon. The Massachusetts Steamship Authority said a ransomware attack that first impacted its operations yesterday will continue to affect ticketing today. The company's website, which allows passengers to book reservations, was offline for a time yesterday. The Woods Hole, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket Steamship Authority has been the target of a ransomware attack that is affecting operations, according to a company statement. The company said there was no impact to the safety of vessel operations, saying the issue was not affecting radar or GPS. Scheduled trips to both islands continue to operate, although customers may experience some delays during the ticketing process. Steamship Authority said because of the attack, cash was preferred for all transactions. The availability of credit card systems to process vehicle and passenger tickets, as well as parking lot fees, is limited. It said because of the attack, customers were unable to book or change vehicle reservations online or by phone. The attack makes the Steamship Authority the latest state business to be impacted by cyber attacks. In March, the Registry of Motor Vehicles had the vendor that manages its inspection system experiencing a malware attack across several states that forced inspections to be halted statewide for several weeks. That Celtics fan accused of throwing a water bottle at the Brooklyn Nets' Kyrie Irving at the TD Garden was arraigned yesterday on a felony charge. Irving was nearly hit by a bottle thrown from the stands as he walked off the court Sunday following Brooklyn's 141-126 victory over the Celtics. 21-year-old Cole Buckley of Braintree was charged in Boston Municipal Court with one count of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. He was ordered to stay away from the TD Garden and released on $500 bail. Buckley's defense attorney filed a motion, which was denied by the judge, to postpone the arraignment. Unusually large jellyfish are back off the coast of Massachusetts. An official Facebook post in the town of Hull warned that sightings of lion's mane jellyfish have been reported in waters surrounding the town. It is one of the world's largest jellyfish, with an orange-brown bell which can grow up to 6 feet wide, tentacles that can grow to lengths exceeding 100 feet. Hull Deputy Fire Chief William Frazier said the sting can cause an allergic reaction that might require medical attention. He said if you do see one, exit the water and give it plenty of room to avoid long, stinging tentacles. He said if you come upon one washed up on the sand, do not touch it. The tentacles can be very difficult to see, and some jellyfish can still sting while out of the water. A sting victim should remove the tentacles using gloves and tweezers and not bare hands. The affected area should be rinsed with warm water, and medical attention should be sought if a severe allergic reaction develops. Last June, lion's mane jellyfish began appearing in Massachusetts waters by the tens of thousands. Scientists said they're not really sure about why the jellyfish have started arriving in such large numbers. The TD Garden will no longer require fans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to wear face masks. Masks were still required at the last Celtics game and the last two Bruins games, even after the state dropped its mandate on May 29th. The Garden is now dropping the requirement. Masks are strongly recommended for unvaccinated fans. Game 5 of the Bruins' second-round playoff series against the New York Islanders will be held at the TD Garden Monday, June 7th. Well, if you bought a mass cash lottery ticket last summer, better double-check your numbers before it's too late. An unclaimed $100,000 ticket that was bought in Canton on June 13th, 2020, is nearing expiration. The winning ticket was sold at Colby Shell on Washington Street in Canton. The winning numbers are 5, 10, 17, 20, 32. The final day for the ticket's winnings to be claimed is June 11th. If it expires, then the winnings become part of the net profit that the lottery returns to the 351 cities and towns in Massachusetts. Check out business news this morning. Stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 25 points. The NASDAQ rose 19. The S&P was up 6. Shares also advanced in Asia. The dollar was up. The euro slipped. And oil is at $69 a barrel. In sports, Houston beat the Red Sox again 2-1. The series will continue at 2:10 this afternoon in Texas. And the Bruins getting ready for Game 3 against the Islanders tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some scattered showers around and highs in the low 70s. Tonight, maybe a lingering shower, low 65. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, more humid with a high of 76 degrees. Mostly sunny, high of 85 on Saturday. And then Sunday begins what could be a three-day heat wave. Partly sunny Sunday, a high 90 degrees. With the boater, waves about 2 feet, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 20 knots. High tide at 6:48 a.m. and 7:28 p.m. Sunrise at 5:08, set at 8:15. So again, scattered showers today and highs in the low 70s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, June 3rd.